Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, I'm really sorry. I've got something really bad to tell you.
What is it?
See that bed you bought me and Graham for moving into the flat, the TV bed? See the other day when you were in the hospital? Well, I wasn't really happy with the bed, Dad. I just feel as if we need a bigger bed. So I went back to...
We would find need a bigger bed.
Because I'm not really happy with that bed. The TV's not big enough.
It's a 32-inch TV. Would you want a 46-inch TV? It wouldn't fit in a bed.
That's what we went back to Dreams to get a bigger bed. They could give us a bed. So we're thinking about putting the one we got now in the spare room. And we bought another bed for $2,500, Dad. But I got it under your name. I'm really sorry.
What? You can't put it under my name.
They're asking for £500 because we're in a contract.
What? Uh-huh. Go £500.
We need the £500 a day, otherwise we're going to have to pay for the bed and we're not getting the bed. I need to get £500 a day.
Get lost, Jessica. I think you're talking about no way. I mean, this is you taking the again.
The guy from the bed shop wants to speak to you, Dad. It's really serious. I've really messed up here. Look, go and speak to the guy from the bed shop.
So, hello, sir. Are you Mr. Kane?
I am. How are you? Yeah.
I'm from Dreams. I'm standing here with Francesca at the moment. She said she wants this bed. I appreciate the bed she has is nice, but let me tell you, sir, before you write this bed off, it's got 3D plasma smart TV.
I don't care if it's got supersonic turbo in it. She's not getting the bed. I haven't got £500. How can you use my name? You can't use my name without me actually being there to sign on premises or something like that. Is that not the law? I'm sure that's the law.
So you don't know the law, sir, obviously, quite clearly. Are you a legal expert?
I don't know the law.
Who are you? Are you Petrocelli? You know what I mean? Do you know what you're doing?
I think you're a bit too young to remember Petrocelli, son.
Well, okay.
Basically, you're coming around and saying to me that I have to pay £500 towards a bed and that I don't even know anything about this bed.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, sir, it's got a 3D plasma smart TV on it. You could watch Petrocelli in this bed if you wanted.
You can f***ing watch Kojak by a laptop if you want. I don't give a s***. I'm not paying £500 for a bed.
Your daughter came in here and said that bed wasn't big enough for two couples.
You know what? How's it not big enough? A bed's a bed, isn't it? You only go to sleep in it. What is a bed? I can get a mower for £2,500.
She was complaining you can only get two people in it.
How many s*** people do you want in it?
I don't know, sir. That's for you and your daughter to discuss.
Hi.
Me and Francesca are in the bed, aren't we, Francesca? We're laying back right now. We're watching Jeremy Kyle on the plasma TV in 3D. It's fantastic.
That just summed you right up, big man. You know what I mean?
I don't normally watch Jeremy Kyle. I normally listen to Clyde One. Hey, listen,
what?
Martin, I don't know if you've ever heard Make Your Dad Mad, but you've just been on it.
Are we on the road, Junior, man? I'm feeling like a trooper now.
It's all right, we're bleeping you out. It's going to sound like a Morse code message when I'm done with it. Martin, Francesca entered Make Your Dad Mad, and she just won £100. It might be even £250 if we upgrade it. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show. And Francesca, you want to say anything to your dad before we go?
I'm sorry.
Oh, love that.